Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Erfu Shleima, for Chaim Dov and Ritzis Shoshana, and the schus Rav Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, Rav Yosef Ezra ben Esther, lebracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Sfas Emes. We reach Tav Reish Lamed Hei, Parashas Bereishis, Dibur HaMaschil b'Medrash. It says in the pasuk, "Vayichulu Hashemayim baretz v'chol tzvam," and on that the medrash quotes the pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chafei pasuk Dalid, "Havu sigim mikesef v'yata l'tzarev kli," that you remove the dross, all the psoles, the waste from the silver, and then a kli comes out, and then the tzarev, the silversmith, made this kli. And that's the Vayichulu, it's a remiss to the Kli, and already this Sfas Emes in a previous passage already explained this. We learned it together, B'siyata Dishmaya, and now we're going to see what he said in the year Tuf Reish Lamed Hey, 56:35. Bor HaChaim, Perish Vayichulu Miloshim Kol Sanafshi. What's the Vayichulu? Vayichulu is Lashon Kol Sanafshi, close nefesh. That Shemayim Varetz V'chol Tzvam, that everything has a close nefesh, this passion, this yearning, this desire, this soul need to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De'isa Perish Eretz. What does Eretz mean? What is Eretz? Sheratz Da La'asos Ritzon Kona. Eretz means that it's running to do the will of its Creator. Ki briyas hatachtonim haisa rak mitzad haratzon vashtokukus. Ki al yoinim misukonim biyoser. Lachain, kol chashivus hatachtonim haratzon. The elyonim, the upper worlds, are already close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're already holy. The tachtonim, this world, this lower world, what's our chashivus? We're naturally not as holy as the angels, celestial beings, but what we are is people who are mishtoikik. We have this yearning, this passion, this desire to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eretz sheratz alasis ritzon, ratz alasis ritzon kona. Ach ki yesh harbe ritzonos acherim. It's true, man does want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but man also has other ritzonos. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, there's a lot of chaos. Yeah, you're right, Eretz is Ratzel Asis Son Kona, but it's also a lot of chaos. That's what it means. That how you mevar, how do you get through to get to the root of this tohu? The answer is vayhi or. You gotta go be mevar, you have to clarify, you have to get to the emes of this tohu. What's beneath all the tohu? You know what's beneath all the tohu? Vayhi or, this light. And what's light? Light is Torah. V'tzichon levar ratzan idea Torah hi or. V'shabbos in the Likutim, in the Sfas Emes, in the Hashmatas, the Parashas Bereishis, he writes, "Bemedrash Eretz Sheratz Talasus Tzon Kaina, Da'avoydus Adam Boilam Hazu Aratzon Vatshuke Ki Bruam El Yonim Shleimim Yoser." Rak Aratzon Vatshuke Nimsa Yoser Boilam Hazu, like the Sfas Emes is here, that the El Yonim are more Shalim, but what we have that they don't have is the Ratzon and the Tshuka. U'malochim Nikroim Oimdu Bnei Adam Mahalchim. It says, "Tzatil Chamahalchim Bein Oimdim Eile," that the Yecheskel was talking about the angels. The angels are omdim, and we're mahalchim. We're going. The ikar of a person is his taiva. So, if you're watching this, or you're listening to this, chances are you've had a taiva in your life. Let's call it a piece of chocolate cake. A person's misa'avah for that chocolate cake. A person has taiva for money. Nichsoif nichsafti. Chsoif is kisufin, which is desire. It's also kesef. And there are other taivas that we know about. And you should know when you have a taiva that's your purpose in this world. The only thing is you have to be misavah for the right things at the right times. And the ikar taiva of the neshama is the taiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we're here. Ki haratzon ugolam l'moshchel chol shayachbot halev. We have this ratzon, this raw ratzon, and our job is to fashion it into something positive, and to be misavah for the right things. And through Torah, this Vasema says, we get to the light, as it says, Vahi Or, Vein Or La Torah, and the Gemara and Tainus, and Dav Zayin Amid Beis. So back here, Ubi Shabbos, Kodesh, Mizgala, Ratzon, Atob, Hashem, Yisbaruch, and on Shabbos, this great Ratzon, this good Ratzon for Hashem is revealed. As it says in the Sefer HaSchus of the Chedush HaRim, Ubi Shabbos, Nasim, Kol Ratzon, Hashem, Yisrael, Echad, Rak, La Ratzon, Hashem, Yisbaruch, on Shabbos, all the Ratzonas become one. They have a ratzon of Hashem shemis achdim b'roza de'echod, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Truma. We become one with the secret of one, that we just want God. V'ratzon zeh shebimos hachol v'golos b'ratzonos acherim. During the week, this ratzon is in exile, among other ratzonos. V'oiskim b'masu v'matin b'chadom, and people are involved in business. Why are people involved in business? K'dei l'hachzik banav l'torah, in order that kids just sit and learn. And he forgets the ikar sometimes. We've all had that experience. The pnimis halev of a Jew is this ratzon to get close to Hashem. So you have Shabbos. Shabbos is called a kala. And it says in the Medrash that the Kala is Chosin is Knesset Yisrael. So there's this taiva of this yichud between the Chosin and the Kala, between Shabbos and Knesset Yisrael. And that's the Lashon of Kala. Kala is Kolsen Avsha, that there's this close nefesh to the Chosin. V'cheshik zemo oire b'leiv kol echad mi Yisrael ahashlich me'ol of kol ritzonis azorim ba'ashlocha gedoyle b'pam achas kadei lotzeis likwes Kala. And this cheshik arouses in the soul of, in the heart of every Jewish person, a desire to throw away all the other ritzonos and just to be close to Hashem, to go to likras kala, to come on with Shabbos and come on with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the kedusha. So that's Shabbos, and Shabbos is where megala this ratzon tov la Hashem yisbarach. Chosin can think only about the Kala, and the Kala thinks only about the Chosin. Mis'achdim b'roza de'echot, that's Shabbos. He can unite in the secret of one. V'zeh she'kosev hogu sigi mikesef miloshen nichsoif nichsafto parsuk in Bereishis lamed aleph lamed loshen of desire. We have to be hovu sigim v'yichulu ha'shamayim v'oretz, that on Shabbos, on this day of Shabbos, the Medrash Darshan's on Vayechulu, Havu Sigim Mikesef, remove all the dross from the Kisufin, remove all the foreign desires, and the only desire on Shabbos is the desire to be Mitzachid with Hashem. And then V'yotzeh L'tzarev Kli, and then that's going to be the Vayechulu, that's going to be the Kli that we make on Shabbos, of this Yichud V'Yichud with Hashem. U'perish Zed Mikodim Ksiv Bereishis Bara Shemayim V'Oretz V'Klal Kol Abrum. So first it says Bereishis Bara L'Kim Shemayim V'Oretz, and that's the Klal. Noch dem va'achar kachoya befrat, and then there were the details. Va'achar chozer prat leklal, v'klal uprat uklal, and then there are the details, and then you go back to the klal, klal uprat uklal. It says in the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Bereishis, Perek Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, Ve'ermer Lekim Yihor, Mehocha Yiv Sherusa La'ashkecho Genizin Hichiz Bari Alma Befrat Ad Hocha Hove Bechlal. So first there was a klal. And now you get to the prat. Ubasir is hadir klal, and then comes the klal. The mehave klal upratu klal, to be the general, the specific, and then the general. In the Oracham, in the parish in the Zohar HaKadosh, he writes, Beposuk bereishis kolal, shelo pirish bo kol atzorach al derech klal. Umekan belech pirat enough, and first you had the klal of bereishis bar alokim, and then you had the details. Ubasir is hadir klal, beposuk vayichula shemayim baratz, the mehave klal bereishis. And then you have the pasuk of Vayechulu, which is again the klal, the all-encompassing pasuk Vayechulu Shemayim V'aretz. V'aklal shachar aprat choshev yosim miklal arishon. And the klal after the prat is more choshev than the klal that comes before the prat. V'yimos hachol v'b'chinas prat. And v'yimos hachol, the weekdays are the details. People get lost in those details. Shteitin Sfasemis. It's funny that we should quote the Sfasemis in this year. In Parashas Vayakel, Tafresh Lamed Zayim, V'lechein Mishkan hayu kol minei lamites melachos. In the Mishkan you had 39 malachas, which are the shorish of all the details of this world, of the maisim, and then you bring them back to the shorish ha'achdus, meaning you use them for the Mishkan. But how do you get to this? You need help of Shabbos. That the weekdays are all the pratim, and then Shabbos is the klal. So it starts with the bria, which is the klal. Then you have the pratim, all the weekdays, all the malachas, and then you come back to Shabbos, and Shabbos is the klal. And the second klal is more chashiv than the first klal. Right over here, we're back here. And the bria was to be marichav. Again, this is all, I say it in every shir, but I'll say it, it's all Kabbalah. We're just using words we understand, but we don't really know what this Vasem is saying, but well, hopefully one day we'll be zeichet to get to the pnimis of the Kabbalah. The whole bria was to expand this klal and bring it into every detail. So the world kept expanding until Hashem said die, and even now it says that God created to do la'asos, because all the nevraim were our mashpia chiyus, they give vitality to each other. Told us, and they all have told us descendants. Everything we do has an effect. Everything we do has an outcome. Everything we do has a result. And certainly, if we do things for the right reasons, l'shem shemayim u'b'shabbos kodesh machzir kol habria la'klal zeh b'zeh ad Hashem yizbarach. And then on Shabbos, all the ma'asim, all the details, everything we did during the week, all of a sudden it gets a meaning. That's what happens in Shabbos. Then it all goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like lahavdil. A person works all week. He works. Arbit shver. He's putting in 12-hour day, 14-hour day, 16-hour day. He calls up his wife. He says, "Darling, I love you so much. I can't come home tonight. I have to stay overnight at the office. We're pulling an all-nighter. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to daven here. Go to shul, obviously, nearby. I have my talis and tefillin. I knew just in case. And then I'm going to sleep for an hour or two, and then I'm going to go back, and we're going to keep working. We have a big project to finish. And then at the end of that week, man, it's Friday afternoon, he's about to go home. He is wiped. Did he have a week? And all of a sudden he gets his paycheck. And he looks at that paycheck. And he says, "Aha! Now I know why I drove myself crazy all week." That's what brings everything together, is that when he looks at that paycheck, he says, "Ah, now I know." And he thinks what he's going to buy with that paycheck. Beautiful, beautiful. So The Havdil comes Shabbos, all the things we're doing during the week. What are we doing this for? And now you understand why, because it has a spiritual purpose, not chas v'shalom the money. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to build up His world, trying to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. You're machzir everything to the klal. All the details during the week that people get lost in, on Shabbos you come back to the klal and everything has meaning. Shema'idin akol al siburi shayna. Everything comes back to Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh Machzik Kol Abriya La'Klal Zebezad Hashem Yizbarach Shemidim Akol Al Sivri Shem. Everything's made on the original purpose, on the prime move of Zeh Perish Vayichulu Shenasim Kli Echad Lavad L'Chvoida Yizbarach. And that's Vayichulu. Everything becomes a Kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hagu Sigim Mikesef. Remove all the dross from the Kisuf, from the Kesef, from the silver. All the desires that we have should be just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yotze Mitzarev Kli. And that's what happens in Shabbos. And Shabbos is all for Hashem, and then you have this kli. It's all a kli for Avodasa Yizbarach. Beautiful. Take a pasuk in Mishle like that. V'zeh shekasev machoser menucha. What was the olam lacking? What was the world lacking? The world was lacking menucha. And then what happened? Ba Shabbos ba menucha. Shetachlis kol apulos hu abitl sha'achar kach lachzer l'sharsha. The purpose of all the pulos is being mevatel everything to go back to the root. V'aydezeh kol apulos chizrim im odom lizdabik b'sharish elyon. And through this, all of the pulos that a person does return with the person to be davik, to cling to the highest source, v'hi ha-menucha, and that's the rest. What's rest? We discussed in a previous Vasemis Shir, that it's in the right place. You know, you come back at home at the end of the day and you come back to your lazy boy chair, you're where you're supposed to be. And that's what Shabbos is. We came to where we're supposed to be, and that's the greatest menucha. Right? What's the purpose of the ring? You just have a ring without a choysim. The Medr says the choysim is the stamp on the ring. Ah, that's the purpose of the ring. That's the coup de grace. That's what brings everything together. Next shtickle was sefer called Simcha Pirish Vehevel Hevi Gam Hu Ki Bekain Ksiv Mikei Tayomim Shaydei Zichron Yema Mises Oru Loshu Vehevel Hevi Gam Hu Boidenu Bechayim. Kol Simcha says Amor Yitikazach, who's the Kol Simcha of Simcha Buna Mipshischa? It says in the Pasuk that Vehevel Hevi Gam Hu, and it says about Kayin that he brought Mikei Tayomim. So why did Kayin bring his carbon? The Pasuk is telling us, you know why Cain brought his carbon? He brought his carbon because he realized he's going to die, and that was Ma'orin to do tshuva. That's what aroused him to do tshuva. But Hevel Hevi Gam Hu, he brought with Simcha Gedoyla, with all of his chiyus, he brought himself. Kisimach Tani Hashem before Alech, he quotes the Pasuk. So he did it Bodenu B'chayim with his chiyus. It wasn't about I'm going to die. It was about his life. It wasn't just, oh no, what's going to happen? I have Din B'cheshbon. No, it was more Kayim is more yiridika carbon, and Hevel was a simchatika carbon. Veishloim arod kikar carbon ishmisoch adam atzmoim a carbon v'shaladei zev yidavik atzmo b'Hashem Yisbarach. That the ikar of a carbon, Svasemis is another pshat, is that you should be together with the carbon. I am this carbon. And you do smicha on the carbon. You're leaning on the carbon, you're becoming together with the carbon. You can't even, if you move the animal, the guy would fall down. He's leaning completely on the carbon. And that's his way of connecting to the carbon. And then through this, he's Davik Bashem, because the carbon's not the Iker Mechuvan. The Iker purpose is not the carbon. Rakshu Goyri Mizdabik Lislakona. The purpose of the carbon is that it should be Davik Bashem. Shteitin Gvuris Hashem of the Heilige Maharal, Perikhes, Kien Carbon, Zulas Hakiru Vadibuk Boyizbarach. Carbon is that you're, there's nothing else than the carbon, but that you're being Davik Bashem. Lotzeis Menachet, Lashavel of Yizbarach, to go out of sin and to be close to Hashem. Carbon is Hashem is carbon, and that's the lashon of carbon. That you're miskarif to Hashem, you're coming close to Hashem through the carbon. And all mitzvahs the mechuvan is to be davik b'Hashem, because there's 613 pieces of advice that Hashem gives you, says the Zohar HaKadosh, to get close to Him. It was miskabel for Hashem because He brought Himself. He brought Himself together with the carbon. He was so mechaviyachal on the carbon. He wants to be with the carbon. He wants to bring himself back to Hashem. It wasn't just about the animal. The Yikar Mechuvim was that he should be to Hashem. So therefore, that was the maila of the carbon of Hevel, Hevi Gam Hu. He brought himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Leiv Simcha, according to the Kol Simcha, Simcha Bunim, he brought Be'odenu Chaim. It wasn't about his death. It was with all of his life, with all of his chiyus, he brought it. And the... And according to the Svasemis, he adds another pshat that it was Hevi Gam Hu, that he brought himself, Mamish, as the carbon to be Dovik B'Shem. We should be Zochet to be Dovik B'Shem, B'Simcha, B'Tuv Leivav, Amen, B'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.